When I talk to some exchange students, they from other countries, and for example, from America and from UK, and they use some very native English to talk to me, and sometimes I cannot hear what they say because I'm not a native English speaker and my English is not good enough. So sometimes I have to guess what they mean, and from our conversation I can learn some new words and new English, and which is good for me and good to learn English. And my most memorable English reading experience is that I read the SCMP, and which is a very difficult newspaper, and the words they use is some very difficult words, and I have to look up the dictionary to check the words, otherwise I cannot understand the whole pages, what the whole page is talking about, and it is very slow to finish one page of paper, but I learn a lot through this experience.
That's great, and I also appreciate your effort in checking up the verse that you don't understand. So I understand sometimes the checking verse might interrupt the process of reading English material. So have you ever used an electronic dictionary or a mobile dictionary application to check up the verse?
Yes, the dictionary I use is called Google Translate, and which is very convenient, and I still think there are some flaws in this dictionary because it just gives one meaning or the very simple meaning, simple translation for you, and but sometimes if you want to look up for it, you have to learn it deeper, and you want to have a better understanding of the word, and it is not suitable for you because it is too simple.
But have you tried other types of dictionary to check up the words then, other than Google Translate?
Yes, I tried some print dictionary, and the result is that it is quite time consuming, and I have to spend a lot of time to look up for one word or several words, and it is not quite convenient, but indeed I learn a lot because it gives different meaning of the words, and also give some example sentence and for you to understand what the true meaning of the words.